Hey, welcome. This lesson is all about keeping sections distinct in a drum and bass arrangement inside Ableton Live. The goal is simple: learn practical, repeatable ways to make your intro feel airy, your build tense, your drops punchy, and your breakdowns dramatic, all while keeping the track cohesive. Plan on about 45 to 90 minutes to run through the walkthrough and practice exercise. Ready? Let's jump in. First, a quick overview of what you'll build. We are making a short DNB arrangement skeleton at 174 BPM. Intro, build, drop, breakdown, second drop, and outro. You'll have a rolling amen-style drum idea, a two-layer bass with sub and mid character inside an instrument rack, two return buses for reverb and delay, and a few macros that instantly change the tonal and spatial character between sections. We'll also use arrangement automation and fills, so every section feels intentional. Step 1. Project setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create a 64-bar arrangement grid and drop locators at the top of those sections. Intro at bar 1. Build at 17. Drop at 33. Breakdown at 49. Drop 2 at 57. Outro at 65. Adjust if your grid is zero-based, but the idea is a consistent skeleton. Create two MIDI tracks for your drums and bass, an audio track for a breaks loop if you want it, and two return tracks, one for reverb and one for delay. Call your MIDI drum track drums and your bass track bass so routing is immediate. Drums next. Load a drum rack and add a punchy kick sample, a hard snare with a strong mid-transient, and a few hat and percussion samples. Put a break loop on a spare pad as a full bar loop you can slice and chop. Draw a simple one-bar MIDI clip at 174 with a rolling DNB kick and snare feel. Kick on 1, snares on the 2 end and 3 end feel. Then duplicate that to 16 bars to form your backbone. Right-click your break loop and slice to new MIDI track with transient slicing. Drag useful slices into drum rack so you can trigger fills and variations quickly. Group drums and breaks together into a drum bus. On the drum bus, add an EQ8 and high pass around 30 Hz to clean up sub rumble. Follow with a saturator driven a couple of dB for warmth, and a glue compressor set around 4:1 ratio with a medium fast attack and short release to glue things together, aiming for about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. For punch, create a parallel compressed drum bus. Duplicate the drum bus group, slam a compressor on it with a high ratio and fast attack to crush the transients, then blend that duplicate under the original. Treat the parallel bus like a texture you bring in for energy. Now the bass. Build an instrument rack with two chains. Chain 1 is SUB. Use operator or wavetable tuned to a sine or triangle with the oscillator an octave down for a solid sub. Put an EQ8 after it that low passes, or simply limits content above about 150 Hz so the sub stays pure. Chain 2 is MID, a wavetable or simpler with a dirtier wave or a sampled one-shot. This audio version is shortened for playback.